From the Heart, July 7, Enoch and the Spirit of Prophecy. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints. The Lord opened to Enoch the plan of salvation, and by the Spirit of prophecy carried him down through the generations which should live after the flood, and showed him the great events connected with the second coming of Christ and the end of the world. Enoch was troubled in regard to the dead. It seemed to him that the righteous and the wicked would go to the dust together, and that would be their end. He could not see the life of the just beyond the grave. In prophetic vision, he was instructed in regard to the Son of God, who was to die as a sacrifice, and was shown the coming of Christ in the clouds of heaven, attended by the angelic host, to give life to the righteous dead and ransom them from their graves. He also saw the corrupt state of the world at the time when Christ should appear the second time, that there would be a boastful, presumptuous, self-willed generation arrayed in rebellion against the law of God, denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ, trampling upon his blood and despising his atonement. He saw the righteous crowned with glory and honor, while the wicked were separated from the presence of the Lord and consumed with fire. By the blessings and honors which he bestowed upon Enoch, the Lord teaches a lesson of the greatest importance, that all will be rewarded who by faith rely upon the promised sacrifice and faithfully obey God's commandments. Here, again, two classes are represented which were to exist until the second coming of Christ, the righteous and the wicked, the loyal and the rebellious. God will remember the righteous who fear him. On account of his dear Son, he will respect and honor them and give them everlasting life. But the wicked who trample upon his authority, he will destroy from the earth, and they will be as though they had not been. After Adam's fall from a state of perfect happiness to a condition of sin and misery, there was danger that men and women would become discouraged. But the instructions which God gave to Adam, and which were repeated by Seth and fully exemplified by Enoch, cleared away the gloom and darkness and gave hope to all, that as through Adam came death, through Jesus, the promised Redeemer, would come life and immortality.